as I get started. I failed on my weekend update to include more on our council meeting this past week. So you'll be getting the financial summary and on Monday and a few other things. But I just wanted to encourage you that there's a sign-up sheet in the back. And if you're interested, as we get our fall ministries kind of rolling again, if you're interested in plugging in, please let us know and we'll give you a call. Whether it's the computer or getting the nursery started or our mom study beginning this weekend, yes, I got a thumbs up, or whatever it might be, we're just excited to see things happening again. And one other thing is happening this weekend. It's not just mom study and cider pressing and Safe Church Sunday, but it's also going to be our first chance to serve dinner at the Brick in a year and a half. And so I'm just excited about that. It's going to be very limited. We're going to be passing out food to go, but if you're interested, I heard through the grapevine that Sharon had a recipe idea ready to go, so she's pointing to BJ. Well, if it's BJ, it's going to be your world. What's that? Oh, your help. Okay, so BJ's the one to talk to then, if you want to help out with that, and that'll be next Sunday afternoon. So just I'm just excited about seeing things get started, and just for Anacortes, I think starting dinner at the Brick again is just something important for Anacortes to do, downtown Anacortes. So we're excited about that. Now to the text, because I'm also really excited that we're at that point. Finally, Gospel Breakout Sunday, and there's a Resonate insert in your bulletin just to talk about global mission in the Christian Reformed Church. But we want to get to the very start of that moment when the gospel breaks out from Judea, Samaria, and get to the ends of the earth. And it starts this way: those who've been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. And the Lord's hand was upon them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. Acts chapter 19. We're at that point on our chart where we're right where the gospel goes to the ends of the earth. And I invite you to keep this chart open. This will be our last message in Acts until next summer. And the next summer we're going to pick up right at this point and watch the gospel go. But this is Breakout Sunday, so I'm just so excited. And we really look back to that moment in Acts 8 when those who've been scattered by the persecution preached the word wherever they went. And we want to find out more about that this morning. That's not there. The text is there. Acts chapter 11. And beginning at verse 19. Those who have been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to the Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. And the Lord's hand was on them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. Three times in about 15 words, we meet the Lord there. There's a reason for that. News of this reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. And when he arrived, he saw the evidence of the grace of God. He was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for an entire year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church. That's a wimpy translation warning right there. The word there is synago, and it really meant they called the church together into an assembly. It's a really, really great word. They met with the church, yeah. They called the church together into an assembly and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. And during this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. And for those of you who've memorized Luke chapter 2, do you hear kind of the rhythm there? The same. That's kind of how we started the Jesus story. You know, this thing happens in Nazareth when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. I mean, we got the same kind of Luke history going on in this. So we'll pause to take a look at that history this morning. The disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. And this they did, sending their gifts to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. Once again, Luke's account of the Holy Spirit and the gospel breaking out, the Holy Spirit's word for a church in Anacortes. So, I want to begin just a short history of breakouts. Okay, how many remember this? Am I the only one who remembers the original breakout Atari game from 1973, 74? Am I the only one who played this? Kevin, not you? You don't remember? Kevin, nobody else remembers? You remember some of them? Okay. This was really cool back in 1976. Without